Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Dr. Mary Ray gives this story, a tale of two professors, very interesting story, and she says, "It was on one of those rare occasions when I had to fly from our home in England to America without my husband. I was not a happy camper, but my spirits were lifted considerably when the flight attendant informed me that I'd been upgraded to first class. I stored my bag in the overhead bin, and while looking for my seat number, I tried to give the appearance that flying first class was my usual way of traveling. Well, after finding my seat, I buckled my seat belt and greeted the elderly gentleman seated next to me. He smiled and said hello, and I noted that he was polite but not overly friendly. I also noted that he seemed to have a hint of sadness in his eyes. The flight attendants prepared for takeoff. The captain advised us to keep our seatbelts fastened. I whispered a prayer for safety and also asked the Lord to help me be a witness to my fellow passenger. And within a short time, we engaged in a polite conversation. At first, his words were strained and guarded. It seemed that he had built a wall around himself to protect his privacy. As the plane made its way across the vast ocean, I detected a change in him. The wall he had built around himself seemed to be crumbling. He obviously had discerned that it was safe to tell me his story, so with great sadness, he related how and why he was on this flight. He was a professor and had spent his entire teaching career at the same prestigious Ivy League university from which he had recently retired. He and his wife had always dreamed of taking a cruise around the world, so when he left his teaching profession, they began to make preparations to fulfill their lifetime dream. After months of planning, they finally boarded the ship that would take them to many countries around the world. Sadly, within a few weeks, his wife became ill and died aboard the ship. He buried her at sea, and now he was going home, heartbroken and alone. Over the next few hours, I shared my faith with him. I told him of a Savior who could forgive his sins, give him comfort in his time of great sorrow. I quoted verses from God's Word, and he listened intently with great interest. He asked numerous questions about God and Jesus and the Bible. There was no indication that he was hostile toward Christianity. The flight attendants were preparing the plane for landing, and our long conversation was coming to a close. He looked at me with eyes that were filled with sadness and said, "I would give anything in the world if I could believe like you do." And I assured him that it was entirely possible for him to believe, but he would only shake his head from side to side in disbelief. Now, the last time I saw him was in passport control. He was standing at the corner leaning on his cane. The customs official stamped his passport, handed it back to him, and he slowly shuffled through the door. As he disappeared from my sight, I felt an overwhelming sense of sadness for the professor who, in spite of all his knowledge, could not believe. Now, a few weeks later, I was seated on a plane that was going from Chattanooga to Atlanta. I watched as an elderly man with a cane boarded the plane, made his way down the aisle. He had a warm smile, and the expression on his face was one of perfect peace and contentment. There was something familiar about him, but I could not remember when and where I'd seen him before. But halfway through the flight, as I gazed out the window at the beautiful clouds surrounding the plane, it came to me he was Dr. Mark Cameron, who was one of my favorite professors in Bible college. I, along with other students, could hardly wait to get to his class to hear his lecture. He was always so joyful, and he made the Bible come to life. His favorite song was "Blessed Be the Name of the Lord," and we sang before every class session. Well, what a difference between two professors.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.